Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, speaking to us from the standpoint of love, from His heart to our heart. God is good, folks, and He's coming back. He loves us, and He's going to do all that He said He would do. The day will come, we will see all the things the Lord was promising us and moving us toward. We're going to see, we're going to be in His, we are in His kingdom, but we're going to be with Him in the upper heavenly realm. And we, in that place, over time, the Lord will answer all of our questions. The mysteries will be solved. And when we look back, we will know for a fact that the Lord did everything at the most precise moment. He did everything just like He gave us His best, His only begotten Son. The Holy Spirit did His best. And wherever we dropped the ball, He had mercy on us. And He did His best with what we gave Him. And we're going to know this. We're also going to realize that we could have done much greater. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. And you'll know that if you go in His presence and learn Him, learn His ways, it's worth it. And there are people who did go in His presence and learn things and receive revelation. And then they went back and they were faithful with it. And people that chickened out, so to speak, and didn't do it, they got revelation and they dropped the ball. They got revelation and they did a little bit. Or they got revelation and they forgot about it. They'll know that. And they'll know that they failed when they could have succeeded. And the people that discouraged them will know that they discouraged them. See, in heaven, you can see it. You'll know how easy it really is to follow God. But in heaven, it'll be too late. Whatever you didn't do, you didn't do. And you didn't put that, you didn't put good things in motion. But whatever you did put in motion, it'll be alive and it'll be thriving. But whatever you didn't put in motion, there will be sadness. And there will be people missing because of it that could have gone. See, some people need more encouraging than others. And when people fold their arms and they don't speak loving words and they're focused on what's bothering them all the time, they're no good to help other people. And I'm saying these things because these things are true. It's worth it to go in God's presence. It is a sacrifice to go in His presence and learn how to love and learn how to be a blessing to people. In modern times, people will give to ministries because ministries promise them that God is going to bless them if they give to their ministries. If you do it for the right reason, God will bless you. What you sow, you will reap. But money is not the only kind of sowing. Money is the lowest form of prosperity. Even though it's needful, it's the lowest form of it. When you go to God and get a revelation, it's much more valuable than any amount of money. And it can do what money can't. And if you need money, you can ask for it. You can believe for it. And you have to be willing to do your part. You have to be willing to go and get it. To solve problems. Mike Murdoch said, you know, a man that works on a garbage truck, he's solving a problem and he gets a certain wage. But a person that went to school to be a doctor, he solved greater problems. And because of the way it's set up, he gets a higher wage. you have to work as under God. You can't skip the working part. See, you got to put something in motion for heaven to do something on your behalf. It's not just giving money. You got to earn it. And you got to be faithful. And see, when you give to the Lord, the Holy Spirit will guide you and show you ways you can prosper even greater. And people focus on finances. But see, the cares of this world choke the word. You can't look at your efforts. You got to look at His. What can God do with what you have? And then there's nothing wrong with careers and going forward, getting higher education to solve greater problems, because we need people like that. We need to solve greater problems. So, what you have to do is be guided by the Holy Spirit. What are your interests? If you have a business that God can multiply and bless you by. See, being fruitful and multiplying, that wasn't a suggestion. That was a commandment. That's the way of life. And the goal and the intent is so you can be a blessing to people, so that you can subdue all things, not be under somebody else's control, and then have dominion over your life. Otherwise, you're going to have to punch a clock and work on somebody else's schedule. Until they decide to sell the business, shut it down, or part ways with you. You don't know what they'll do. But if you're good at what you're doing, the chances are that you'll get a greater job. But with God, whatever you do, whatever you've decided to do in your life is your life. God can enhance whatever it is you've chosen to do. And He will help you. He will bless you. And knowing, receiving revelation will enhance everything you're doing already. The principles of God work everywhere, whether you're on the top or bottom. And then He can help you get to the point that He designed you for. And people are missing out on these things. Having the right attitude, a biblical attitude, is very important. When we're in heaven looking back at what we've done, you're going to be shocked and surprised at the things that God put in motion in you, and it worked. The words that you said that made the greater difference to people. You're going to be amazed at how far it went. You've spoken words that you may have forgotten about, and the Holy Spirit used you, and you yielded to Him at that moment. And it kept people from dying. You can't see it here, but when we're in His presence, you'll know it. You know, all of your brain will be working in His presence. You'll remember everything. You remember things that you don't remember now. And the Lord can show you things. I walk around with revelation about how great people's potential really is. And I like to stir people up. I like, if the Lord give me a revelation, I like to start fires. Not natural, dangerous burning fires. I'm talking about spiritual fires, quests. I like to get people to seek God again. I like to start biblical fires. Revelation fires. I like to speak words that make people think. And then the things of God, the words of love and kindness, the revelation that makes life better. When you tell the right people, people that love, that has a heart full of love, you stir them up. And I like to stir people up to the good. Not in competition. I hate competition. Some people are smarter than I am. I love to stir them up. but they might go out and do something greater. They might really do away with Satan. They might really put Satan under their foot. Some people are biblical. They love the Word of God. And I have a part to play. Everybody has a part to play. And I know that if people play their part, it's going to be good. It's going to be effective. I have revelation that when people follow God and yield to Him, that's where they're going to be strong. That's why the enemy tried to bog you down with the cares of this world, to neutralize you or to sterilize you. A sterile person don't have children. He tried to make you sterile to life by worrying about life. My message is if you follow God, you don't have to worry about anything. I don't worry about anything. I don't worry about my children. I don't worry about problems. When I don't know what to do, I just seek the Lord. And when He showed me how to kill the problem, I kill the problem. I keep living. I focus on Him. And if you can get people to focus on the Lord, they can do anything. They can do anything. And if you can follow God, you can do anything. When we're in heaven, in the upper realms of heaven, looking back at our life, we're gonna have revelation that God, of what God can truly do, we will see what we've done. And what we see will suggest that we could have done greater. And when we see these things, we're going to be sad. And we're going to be amazed. And we're going to be grateful. And we're going to be happy. And we're going to rejoice all at the same time. Because all of us could have done greater. And I think about that now. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what else can I do that I'm not doing? What is it that you can see me doing and I don't know to do it? I ask him questions like that to see what he'll say. I say, how can I be more refined? Jesus said, if you bear fruit, he will purge you that you bear more fruit. And what I'm asking him to do is help me be purged so I can even do even greater. See, with time, you put things in motion every day. You put things in motion every day. And time is something that you can work with as a tool. Time is a tool that you can use at your will. If every day, let's say you're doing a great job already. You're already doing God's word. But what did the Lord say? Why not encourage five more people every day? Just speak five encouraging words every day. Seek out five people. I don't know what God will tell you to do. He never told me to do nothing like that. But I'm just using that for an example. What if he said smile more? He know the difference. He know what will work. What if he said share your testimony more? He know what's appropriate. We don't. Only God can show us these kind of details. But when you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, He'll tell you things that will work. So that when we are in the heavenly realms looking back, you'll see yourself making a greater difference. And your works can help God bring in more people. Even the knowledge, the people that are going to heaven, people that are making the choice to follow God, with better information, they'll do greater works. They'll do better. It's not just what you can do. What can you help others do? How can you enhance another person's life? Having a good attitude when other people don't. In many cases, people, they don't like to have a good attitude on the job site, taking orders from their boss. Now, I'm of a different caliber. I like to be a blessing to my boss. I want to do whatever they want done. Because I know what it's like to be in charge and people don't put their heart in their work. And you know that everything will work so much smoother if people would just put their heart in what they're already doing. And don't complain. I don't believe in complaining. And I don't complain. And other people complain and they get frustrated. But I don't stop loving the boss. I never do. I did. Every boss I've had since I've been a Christian, I tried to do what they wanted done. I wasn't always treated fairly. And I began to realize that in this world, you're not going to be. That's not why I did it. I was obeying 1 Peter. And I was living unfeigned love. I love these people. I love my bosses. I love the people of God. And I want to be a blessing to them. And when they saw that I loved them, they respected me. And when people have problems and they know that you don't compromise, you stand for God, they'll confide in you. They'll tell you personal things. And that means that your testimony is working. But if they don't trust you, they're not going to ever, they won't tell you things that's a problem for them. But if you do things God's way and you mean it, they know it. People can judge good and evil. And if you continue to choose the high road and the lie in people's sight, they will respect that. They like that. Now what I want to do, I want to make sure that I do all that's in God's heart and use up the time that I have in wisdom. When I want something, I ask for it. God has given me a plan to receive whatever it is I'm after. And there are some things I don't ask for because everything has a cost. If it hinders me from doing what I'm doing for God, it's out of the question. I don't even go there. But whatever I get at this point, things that I want, it has to enhance what I'm already doing. It has to at least not interfere with what I'm already doing, or whatever God wants me to do next. See, I'm looking to Him. If He revealed a plan to me to get what I'm after, I ask Him for what I want, and if He revealed a plan, then I'll do it. That's how it works. That's how I do it. Now, people do how they want to do it, and you're not wrong. You could, you ask what you will. You do how you want to do it. But sometimes a new car at the wrong time can interfere with your budget. It can interfere with how the time you spend with your family, or the time you you may have to work a little extra when you don't want to, because you got to pay for it, and cars are expensive. But if you work, you've done the things you were supposed to do, and that was your dream, God understands that, and you're important to Him. And even the things that you do good for yourself, it can be inspiring to people. I was inspired to get another truck because I saw a guy get a truck. He struggled a long time, then he bought him a new truck. And I said, I'm going to get me one. And I'm glad I did, because the truck really helped me do God's work. I'm driving it right now. This was once a dream. And I take care of it. Mama told me if you can't get rich buying the same things over and over again, you got to take care of what you have. But if in the heavenly realm, looking back, you're going to wish you did greater things. But you have to do that by making the wisest Holy Ghost choices now. That's the wisest choices you can make. I don't know. We have only moments left. So I'm not in a hurry for God to come back because my life's not painful. And I put myself in others' position. What if I didn't know God and I was out there partying? I would want somebody to pray me in. And there are people trapped in the world that would love to know God. And so my prayer is, Lord, if they can be saved, please save them. Help me do what I can do. Help others do what they can do. Because going through the tribulation period is no joke. And the Lord has prepared wonderful people that give people information against the days of the tribulation. When the church is removed, Satan will be able to do what he want to do. And he's going to do an amplified version of stealing, killing, and destroying. But on my watch, I'm not going to let him do it. I'm going to hold him back. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.